Reports, migrants scrambling for British citizenship ahead of Boris Wave loophole crackdown. By Christian K. Caruso on May 25, 2026. Hundreds of thousands of migrants are scrambling to secure British citizenship for themselves and their families before any immigration restrictions come into place in what outlets are describing as evidence of the consequences of the Boris Wave post-Brexit mass migration wave. The surge has seen a record-breaking amount of more than 312,000 migrants apply for citizenship between March 2025 and 2026, 20% higher than the roughly 263,400 documented in the previous period. The over 312,000 citizenship applications filed over the past year represent the highest amount on record and double the rate documented 8 years ago by the Home Office, according to British outlets. Similarly, an additional 331,000 applications for indefinite leave to remain (ILR) have been filed by migrants between March 2024 and March 2026, up 28% from the preceding biannual period. ILR is a precursor migratory status to citizenship that gives its bearers access to enhanced welfare benefits. Both The Telegraph and GB News described the unprecedented surge in British citizenship-related applications as evidence of the disastrous consequences that the Boris Wave will have on British society. Per The Telegraph, applicants from India represent the biggest nationality in the latest Home Office figures, with 31,298 or 10% of the total. Pakistan stands at second place with 23,423 or 7.5%, while Nigeria came in third place with 15,747, or 5%. Italy and Poland nationals respectively came at fourth and fifth place in British citizenship applications last year, with 4.8% and 3.3%. Immigration experts, on the other hand, have reportedly claimed that the documented surge in citizenship applications is instead driven by migrants seeking to secure citizenship at a time when multiple political parties have vowed to lengthen the time requirements to attain British citizenship. Since last year, Labour's Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has called for changes in the British immigration rules that would double the amount of years that a migrant must spend living in the UK to receive ILR status from 5 to 10 years. Mahmood's proposed changes would also allegedly see migrants barred from accessing benefits until they gain citizenship. Time is now of the essence, and the rules urgently need to be changed. Only very highly skilled migrants who have made a genuine contribution should be able to stay in this country, Conservative Party Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp said. Per The Telegraph, expressing shock that the plans were not mentioned by King Charles' recent speech. I can only conclude that the government is too scared of its left-wing backbenchers to implement its own plans, Philp asserted. The rise in citizenship applications reflects long-term migration trends, with more people now eligible after completing settlement routes, a Home Office spokesperson told The Telegraph. The Home Secretary has set out plans for the biggest legal migration reforms in a generation, tackling challenges created by unprecedented migration levels under the previous government. Nigel Farage's Reform UK party and other politicians have fiercely called an inquiry to determine those responsible for the Boris Wave while also calling to reform the UK's immigration system and eliminating ILR.